welcome back to the first 5 minutes of the final hour of today's War Room, March 20th, 2026. I am your embattled host, Rex Jones, here talking to callers today about supplements and the Iran war. We're going to get to everyone on the board, or at least most people. We're going to try. Let's go to Supplements Through the Ages. Who is that again? Which caller is that? I can't see it on the board. Oh, he dropped off. Man, we're going to talk to you. I apologize. Forgive me, guys. Let's go ahead and go to the next guy on the list. Let's go ahead and go to Chuck from Ohio.
Oh, I got the blue to repair my motor control after a...
Hello? Did he drop off? We'll put him on hold. We'll go back to Chuck. Let me talk to who's the methylene blue power drive bundle guy. I saw one guy, methyl drive and meth blue. Let's talk to Brian in California. Brian, have you used my products? Have you used the stack I designed?
Yeah, so get this. So I was doing the 1776 on the InfoWars store.
Yep.
And then I couldn't find a replacement. And now you just explained to me in your show during that commercial break when you're looking for that video.
Yep.
You're such a network guy, dude. You know exactly what you're doing. The
Appreciate
power plant
it.
Replaces that, boosts your testosterone, and my wife is loving this. But I got to tell you, dude, doing the testosterone boost and all that stuff, the mushrooms,
yep.
She was doing some research and saying stuff that was kind of like taking a little bit of a toll on my liver. But I don't think so, man, because I drink a beer and man, I'm passed out. I'm like, oh, I'm talking mushrooms. You're talking about the Viking, the golden, oh my God, dude. We're going to battle. This is what we're prepared for. Let's get ready, get clear-headed. Power plant, replace the 1776 boost. Then I'm telling you, this stuff keeps you focused, driven. I've been a diabetic since 1992, type 1. Been on insulin ever since, on a pump now. I'm 46 years old, born in 1980. And I got to tell you, dude, my life is amazing. And my wife can't even keep up with me. She's 9 years younger than me.
Wow.
I'm telling you. This is amazing. I love the products. Rex, thank you. God bless you, your family. May the power of Christ come upon you.
Really appreciate that, man.
You to do well through others. Thank you, brother.
Dude, thank you so much for saying that. And here's the thing. It doesn't take a lot to be super effective. All these other blends, you'll see them use a lot of fenugreek. You'll see them use a lot of horny goat weed. You see a lot of Tribulus terrestris and Tonkat Ali. What all of those things are, sure, they boost your testosterone. What are they doing? They're LH mimetics. They're luteinizing hormone mimetics. What happens is your pituitary sends a signal down to your gonads to make testosterone. That mimics that signal. The problem is that's creating a negative feedback loop. By providing that signal, your brain goes, I don't need to actually do the thing anymore. And even though your testosterone goes up, it goes down a couple weeks later. Now, with this, I actually didn't use any testosterone boosting herbs at all. You can talk about Rhodiola rosea, golden root, and the cortisol going down, the testosterone going up. That's also a factor. But really, to boost testosterone and free testosterone, highest quality, high dose zinc, highest quality, high dose boron. That's really all you need. And when you put that together with the cordyceps for energy, for exercise, just for overall vitality. I mean, that's why people have such an amazing feeling for methylene blue. This stuff is not a direct stimulant. Methylene blue is not a direct stimulant. It makes your cells work so efficiently that oxidative stress goes away, and then you're actually functioning as nature, as God intended, right? Because there are all these metabolic poisons in our environment. Really powerful, man. How long ago did you start taking it?
I started taking it as soon as you came out with it. I just doubled down and got,
right.
I guess. I tried a bottle of the methylene blue, and then you came out with the power plant and the methyl drive, and you did a power pack combo, and I got like five of them. Oh, that's it, dude. I still got them. I'm still taking them, but I'm doing little dosages every day, every other day. But I got to tell you, if I don't take my zinc, and now I'm taking copper just to
balance it out. That's right.
The glyphosate that's in the foods and all the General Mills and all that crap. So you just got to take that if you're going to be in contact with it. So, you know, I do the copper. And then do I need to take extra supplement on zinc if I'm going to do the power plant in the methyl drive? Or do you recommend, you know, just do a lower dosage of it with your supplement counter?
I think it's good at the dose that it's at already in the formula. What I would suggest is to supplement glycine as well. Glycine is that amino acid. That's the glyphosate is the analog of it. Supplement with glycine. Keep taking the power plant. Keep taking the methyl drive.
You have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, I want the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Dismantling the globalist agenda hour by hour. This is The War Room with Harrison Smith.
Yes, I am Harrison Smith. I have lost all my hair and have gotten slightly more muscular, but a lot more fat. I am the real Harrison. Do not believe your lying eyes and ears. If you've seen clips of Harrison before, I'm the real Harrison Smith. Just kidding. Rex Jones here. Final hour of the War Room, March 20th broadcast. We've got a bunch of callers online talking about methylene blue, their supplement experiences, but also the war in Iran. We're going to get to everybody. We're going to get to Max, going to get to AJ, going to get to Kim, going to get to Chuck, going to get to Robert, going to get to everybody on the list. For most people, at least, we're going to try our hardest to. Let's go to AJ in Texas talking about the methylene blue. Howdy, AJ. How are you doing?
I got a quick story, and then I had three quick questions.
Sure.
Story is, I went and got an echocardiogram. It was okay, but there was a few anomalies. This was about 3 years ago. Just got out of the cardiologist. I've been taking methylene blue. I didn't feel the tingling in my fingers, but I felt it in my chest. This next wow. echocardiogram, after the methylene blue, came out completely normal, like no anomalies, nothing. Like, just straight normal.
Wow.
So I was really surprised about that. And I just got out of there now. So I was like, man, I got to call and let them know.
Dude, that's really phenomenal. And here's the thing. We're not making any health claims. People take this stuff and, like, their prescription on their glasses seems to go down. You know, skin problems, psoriasis seems to, you know, there's some action there possibly. And, like, we hear more and more and more anecdotal reports, and it's just people like you calling in, talking about their experience. Here's the thing. The science of the pharmaceutical industry is funded by itself. The organizations that are supposed to run trials and supposed to investigate these pharmaceutical companies, they are bought and paid for. 75% of their funding comes from Big Pharma. So when we talk about these things that have been around forever, that are super cheap, that are super available, that are really tried and tested compounds for hundreds of years, like methylene blue is, as an example, it seems to have some really phenomenal effects for people. What else have you noticed?
Well, that was like the biggest thing. I only take half dose. Like, I take half dose 3 days a week. So I thought that I was like, man, what's going to happen if I take full dose?
Sure.
So that's what half dose. Other things, just, you know, the general cognitive stuff. But like, I thought it was so strange because I didn't get the tingling in my fingers. It was like in my chest. And then to have these results was just so like compelling to me.
It is crazy.
But, yeah, I'm sorry. I had three quick questions. The methylfolate, like, I've been taking the B12,
yep.
And I wanted to know, like, I heard that you can actually get too much B12, and mm-hmm. I just want to know your thoughts on that. And the other question was on retatrutide and what you thought about that. And
okay.
Eli Lilly taking it over and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So remind me what the first question was again. It was about the methylfolate and the dosage perhaps maybe being too high. I think
is that a thing? Is that possible with the yours? Because I do take it. It's a phenomenal. I absolutely cannot live without it.
Sure.
But I heard that you can actually take too much. So I just want to know your thoughts on that.
Well, the science on it that I've seen, the studies that I've read, is that, like, it's water soluble. Basically, you're going to pee it out. Like, even if you took like a crazy amount, and all those B vitamins, they're involved in cellular respiration. They're involved in like energy processes. They're super important and vital. Ultimately, I really don't know. I'll do more research on it. I do know that I probably want to reduce the methyl folate in this formula, in this methyl dry formula. It probably is a little too high. If you were to take two formulas at the same time by itself, I'm sure it's fine. There's always areas where we can get better. I would say if it's a subjective thing, if a person gets like red or flush, like a traditional niacin type response, there are a lot of studies on vitamin B3 on niacin reducing or increasing the good cholesterol, but then the health studies pan out. It doesn't actually produce the health effect long term. So, you know, the B vitamins are weird, but I think you're probably going to be good. As far as retatrutide, the GLP-1 agonist drugs are going to put every single bodybuilding coach, every single diet and fitness trainer person out of a job. Like it's the most effective thing you can do to lose weight because it makes you not hungry. And then if you're not hungry, it also increases your metabolic rate as well. And the further and further and further along they get with like the second, third, fourth, I think they're on fifth gen now, GLP-1 drugs. The more effective they're going to be at really replacing that role of like diet and training for people because people just won't eat. At the same time, it's a very powerful mechanism you're messing with in the brain and also in the stomach as well. You know, in the past when I cared more about bodybuilding or lifting, I'm out of shape right now or whatever. But like when I cared more, I would take some MK677, which is a ghrelin mimetic. And I really noticed like some negative effects with like the visceral fat and belly mechanics, putting stuff like that on. I just, when you're messing with forces in nature, it's kind of a little dangerous, but no one can deny that the drugs are very effective. Got another question? We'll take one more.
The other question was are you planning, because I know you have a fat burner on there, and like I have a real hard time with the
right.
Like losing like weight.
Right.
Like I build muscle really fast, but I also like hold a lot of water and put
Me too.
On like a lot of fat. So I was wondering if do y'all have anything, like do y'all plan on doing anything for that? I'd really appreciate it. Thanks, Rick.
Sure. Well, I really like Ultimate Burn. I really like dihydroberberine. Berberine, of course, is a glucose disposal agent. That means it shuttles the sugar around and makes sure it's utilized more by money and respiratory processes than being stored as fat, and minimizes fat storage. Really, at the end of the day, as far as it comes down to like dieting stuff, I like Ultimate Burn a lot. I think it's a phenomenal product and I highly recommend it. That's one of like three ingredients you could really do, with one of the other ingredients being caffeine. Like when you're trying to lose weight, it really just involves increasing basal metabolic rate and really fasting, like a once a week 24-hour fast to clear glycogen away out of your muscles and out of your liver so that you're actually able to become insulin sensitive again. And really like doing like a 3-day fast once a month and taking it really serious and getting into ketosis before you fast. There's all sorts of tips and tricks. You know, I want to do a supplement show. I think I'm going to do a supplement show once a week on the new network where we're going to talk about all these things. But you do have the right idea. There are these mechanisms that you can use to kind of skew that fat loss towards being more in your benefit, right?
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Rex. I appreciate it, man.
100%,
dude. I love the work y'all do, man. Keep it up.
Dude, thank you so much. Thanks for calling in, bro. I really appreciate you calling into the show. I like talking to you. Let's talk to the next person holding on the line. Was it Max in Wisconsin? We got to talk about Iran. Let's take a little break. Let's talk about the war. Max in Wisconsin, you've been holding for a while. What's up, brother?
Hey, how you doing, Rex?
It's pretty
Friday.
Good.
Quick supplement question. You mind first before Iran?
Absolutely. Let's go.
What's your opinion on colloidal gold? I've been taking
Never
it
heard.
For a while.
Wow.
Like colloidal silver.
Yeah.
You know, but it's gold particles. And it really helps, weirdly enough, with like intuition. And like, it feels like your dreams get extra vivid. I'm a lucid dreamer person, and like, I'm able to lucid dream a lot easier when taking colloidal gold. And, you know, they use it for like conducting electricity. It's great for that. So, like, taking little particles of it seems like I have, like, a better flow state. You've never taken it?
No, I've never taken colloidal gold. I haven't heard of it. I'm going to have to read up on the studies on this. People are saying, and like, there is some speculation about anti-inflammatory and mood elevation. I personally haven't looked at the research, and I haven't tried it myself. But you say it's pretty effective for you?
Yeah, and I wish InfoWars would come out with one so I could give you guys
I'll look into
money.
It. I'm making a note right now. I'll look into it.
I've been getting supplements from you guys for a long time, and it seems like it's always a better quality than the Amazon or the store or whatever. You know, you get a better bang for your buck. You know, I remember Ancient Defense and The
Ocupower.
AccuPower, yeah, that one was really good too. It was like the poor man DNA for it.
Right.
You know, I wish those would come back.
Dude, we're working on it, man. Here's the thing. If you guys want me to be more involved in the process, and I am, I work with Bigley a little bit. You call Bigley, you call their customer service, and you tell them, I want Rex Jones making more of these products that I'm interested in. Go ahead and call them. I'm telling everybody in the audience right now, call Bigley, leave them an email. Because here's the thing, like, I make the effort. I try really hard. I got a ton of different formulas, a ton of different projects, a ton of things like implementing those video ads that we talked about earlier with the other caller. But I don't have the means to affect change because I'm not in Arkansas. And they're very busy. They're running a very big harbor, and I'm a little ship, and I do get it. But that being said, call and harass Bigley this week. If you have fun with it, whatever. Next week, whenever you see rebroadcast, tell them you want me on the job. Tell them that you would buy more products if it was me generating them, getting you what you really wanted. Thank you. What's your question about Iran?
More like commentary after hearing you talk about it.
Sure.
I agree with what you said. Like, you know, obviously, you know, the war and killing and murder is bad.
Sure.
But it's kind of like U.S.'s MO, modus operandi, mode of operation, unfortunately, you know.
It's true.
And you saw with, like, the petrodollar, it was like a threat to our economy, and it was like a mess-around-find-out situation. And have you ever seen that movie? It's kind of before you were around. It's oldie with Christopher Walken. It wasn't really a good movie, like Brainstorm, but the movie Pool Junkies?
Oh, I can't say I have. Break it down.
The Lion. The lion speech in that movie.
I'll watch it. I'll make a note of it now. Go ahead.
Yeah, if you go to YouTube and look at it, it kind of like perfectly encapsulates what I think is going on with Iran, where, like, you know, there's this lion in the wilderness, and, you know, the hyenas and
oh,
the
yeah.
Lions.
No, I know, brother. I know from a different reference. Now I know. Yeah, and the hyenas are picking with them. They're messing on them. They're doing what they're doing. The lion gets up. Go ahead.
Yeah, then eventually every once in a while the lion has to come up, go out and just tear their crap out of everything, you know. And I don't know, it kind of feels like, unfortunately, that's a situation we got to go through every once in a while in this sick world we're living in. And, you know, with America, it's kind of like, you know, we have like this giant schlong.
Yes.
And it's like if we're not using it, you know, it's like you got this big muscle. It's like other countries would be happy like a clam to be in the same position we are, being the biggest guns in the world, the most powerful country, you know. So at a certain angle, even though this war is absolutely horrible, you know, and it's anti-Christian and because of, you know, killing innocents, you know, there's a certain aspect, at least we have to be grateful that we're on this side. You know, it's only about 3% chance you're born here in America.
That's very true.
North America.
That's very true. We're incredibly lucky to be Americans, and we live in the lap of luxury. Even now, with all the decline, with all the degradation that's gone on, we still do have a lot to be grateful for. And ultimately, these are wars of choice, but it's like you said, that's a great line. It applies to the human body, too, and all these things. They're systems, just like the human body is a system. These world governments, our government, the globalists, it's all a system. Use it or lose it. If we don't use our imperial power, then it'll slip away from us gradually. And that's been the U.S. argument, really, since the Gulf War, and that we have to enforce it, and we have to show shock and awe, and we have to be in the region. If we are not the world policemen, we literally played that one clip, I forget of who it was, calling himself the sheriff or whatever, saying America's the sheriff. If we're not the sheriff, there's going to be a new sheriff in town. And I think that logic may have held true in the 20th century, but going into the 21st century, where we're at now, where the world is so interconnected and is already so multipolar. I mean, you look at China, for an example, and a lot is talked about of China, like, you know, they're the great enemy, they're America's real enemy, they're about to fight us, we have to always stay prepared. China is just kind of letting America slit its wrists. And it's very Confucianist, it's very Buddhist, it's very their culture. Why would they interfere? Why would they get involved? We're doing everything they need us to do already. And Iran was just kind of that bear trap that we walked into. This is not a weak country. This is because of the circumstances and the distance and the degradation of our empire in Ukraine already. And all those factors are what make it this. It is a near peer. And it's not a near peer traditionally. I know the only military asset they basically have are small boats with rocket launchers and medium and long range ballistic and hypersonic missiles and drones. But that's all you need if the United States security interest, Israel, can't be compromised. Because guess what? Israel is the size of New Jersey. Iran is the size of nearly three Texases. Okay? So we got ourselves involved in this, and it's like you said, we have this big muscle. We're going to have to use it anyway or lose it. This is like the big guy at the gym who can bench like 385, putting 700 pounds on the bar. It's going to be too much or not even. This is a guy putting 400 pounds on the bar, and sure, it looks like something he could lift before, and he's lifted similar things in the past, but we all know if you've trained, if you could do 385 barely, ain't no chance you're doing 400, and that's what the U.S. is doing right now. Any closing thoughts?
No, I agree with you. I think the U.S. can handle Iran personally, just like as you see, like I think they let Iran degrade over time, you know, like you saw with their Air Force. But they've been around so far that they can do, like you said, an insurgency and wear us down economically, you know. And regarding China, you know, I think they're lying about their numbers of the population, and they lie like Russia and other superpowers. You know, there was that one, I don't know if you saw it, scientist, who said there's like only about 500 million people in China, according to internet data.
Really?
And she was Chinese dissident herself. And, you know, it makes sense, too, because they had that whole one-child policy. It's like, how are you going to have, you know, how are you going to have all those kids from post-World War II? You'd have to have five kids per person, which they weren't having because of one-child policy. So, that, you know, it's just like how you said, there's so much disinformation. And I'm so glad you and other younger people like Fuentes, you know, are putting Israel on blast, because obviously, you know, they've gone so far. But that's
what
the U.S. signed into. They signed into that ally, that agreement, so they kind of have to dance to the music.
Let me come in here really quick, because I totally agree with you. Everyone wants to put all the blame on Israel for everything happening. They're just doing what's in their interest. Is it evil? Is it cruel? Is it wrong? Absolutely. But those are their morals. Like, we're the ones that signed up on this project. We signed up on this program. Look at Randy Fine. I want to congratulate Israel on its mostly peaceful bombing of Iran. It's all a joke. It's all a scam. It's all a fraud. We fight these wars for these people, but it's a part of our deal, and we're involved in it too. And the Americans are just as guilty as the Israelis. And that's why when I think about the Gaza genocide, or when I think about that school that we just blew up, I just like, okay, like I guess we paid to bomb another elementary school. I guess we paid to starve another, you know, a few thousand people. Whatever, I guess. That's American foreign policy. Powerful points from you. I really appreciate you shouting out us for, you know, calling out the regime for what it is. I'm going to talk to you again when you call in again. Call into my show, man. I'm live Thursday and Sunday, and I do call-in portion as well. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Robert in Alabama. Good old Alabama.
What's up?
How are you doing?
I knew you as a kid.
Yep.
Hey, just the supplement stuff, Rex, since you're all into this now and you got the brain function to do it.
Sure.
Do you remember the Real Red Plus?
Yes, Real Red Pill.
I've got the Real Red Pill Plus, whatever. But I'll tell you guys this right now. I'm on the Methylene Blue. I don't even know what Chilligit does.
Right.
I haven't studied it. I still got so much stuff of X2. When I get on that Durius, I maybe will smoke a cigarette a day and won't even crave beer.
Right.
So I don't know what it's doing to my body. Like, I've got all the ultimate CMOS in here, but because I've got the X2, I don't even take the CMOS
right now. Right.
Because there's no reason to.
Yes, Iron, you're correct. But,
yeah. And so, yeah. But, I mean, that's it. And then, kid, keep doing what you're doing, because you're taking the baton over.
I appreciate it, man. I'm doing the best I can, especially on the product forefront. Here's the thing. It's like, let's throw up Knockout Sleep Support from 50%off.com right now so I can make this point more clearly. I want to be more involved with Bigly, because I want to bring more of the classic products back. And here's the thing, Big League's great. They don't understand the hunger that the audience, that the viewers and listeners have for the things that work for them for so good for decades. Literally, I'm going to bring them back. It's my mission to bring them back. Let's take a look at 50%off.com. 50%off.com is one of my supplement stores. It's one of the places you can still get Brain Force Ultra and Knockout Sleep Support. Go ahead and click on Knockout right there. $29, time-tested, time-proven, hundreds of thousands of units sold of this product. It's got the melatonin. It's got the valerian root. It's got the hops flower. It's got the GABA. It's got the magnesium. It's got the L-theanine. It's got literally everything you need for a perfect night of sleep. It's cheaper than if you're taking melatonin and magnesium together separately. Take Knockout Sleep Support and enjoy the benefits of 8 different pro sleep, pro rest, pro recovery compounds. I mean, here's the thing. I'm very passionate about this stuff, okay? I made this product because I care. I suck out the exact bottle we use for the old one because I care. I spent weeks working on the label because I care. And look what I've delivered you. A resurrected InfoWars Life, now 50%off.com. This is not InfoWars Life. Knockout Sleep Support product. And if you're interested in that, if you took that over the years, if you want to make the decision to support me, to help me, if you want me to do more media, if you want me to be here, I'm working as hard as I can. I got to be able to pay my rent. I got to be able to pay for my studio. I do my own show, Gray Area Talks, Gray Area Media. I'm live every day on my Twitter, if we can throw that up, Rex Jones News on Twitter. I live, breathe, eat, and sleep this. I have employees. I have a fulfillment center. I have a manufacturing facility. This is what I do for a living. I only came on the radio, came on air again, because I just had to speak about things. But if I can help sell products to help this place stay alive, if I can help sell products to support my show and create a 360 win for people, I just... 50%off.com, high-quality supplements. Jones CBD, high-quality CBD. I put supplement formulas in together with the CBD guarantee. Can't beat the price or quality. Shroomforce.com, phenomenal adaptogens, phenomenal mushroom supplements. Click on that Dreamwave right there. Click on that Dreamwave. This is another phenomenal sleep blend. If you're interested in sleeping, you don't just want the knockout, you want the CBD. 50 milligrams full-spectrum CBD, 1,500 milligram tincture in total, 3 to 6 milligrams of melatonin between a half dropper and a full dropper, and a ton of German CO2 extracted blue chamomile. Blue chamomile contains apigenin. Apigenin modulates GABA. It also lowers estrogen a little bit. If you're a guy, want to boost your testosterone, this is literally the ultimate recovery blend for you. I mean, here's the thing. I'm just going to plug until the end of the break, and then I'm going to go ahead and get to the calls, the rest of the people on the board. If you want highest quality ashwagandha, if you want cordyceps, if you want lion's mane, if you want better exercise, you want a better brain, you want better recovery, you want less stress, go to shroomforce.com. Why not? Check out the products. Check out the price. I guarantee for the price and for the availability, you are not going to find a better deal anywhere else. If you're going to take a stack, if you want to take a formula, these are phenomenal ones here as well. If you want to do the research on single ingredient, you want to take a really high milligram amount, I provide you the means to do that on shroomforce.com. That's shroomforce.com. That's, I'm saying another one now. That's Shroomforce, Jones CBD, and 50% off. I sell methylene blue too, but I won't plug that on here because that would be blasphemous, okay? InfoWars Life, or not InfoWars Life. Alex Jones Store, they really do have the best tincture. I made a capsule product. It's on bluevitality.com, but don't pay attention to that. I get mine from them. This is the one I usually use and take. I take my capsule one every now and then, but here's the thing. I've been doing this literally not my entire adult life, far before my adult life. And from an early age, I saw the positive effects people have with supplements, wanting to take them, seeking them out, wanting the best price. And I always wanted to be involved in that. And when I left here at 17, 18 years old, I think I founded the company when I was 19, I got into this business because, like, it makes me happy and proud to see a product go out the door, because I know someone's going to get it, like one of our phenomenal callers, and they're just going to have an amazing, incredible experience with it. And that's what we're about. We're about creating a 360 win, an incredible experience. Get the AlexJonesStore.com up. We're going to just show that as we close. The AlexJonesStore.com is something I look at it. It's just like Band.Video. I look at it and I smile because they tried to take this from us. They said, Alex is the crazy supplement guy. Oh, I know. We'll take InfoWars Life away from him. We'll take InfoWars away from him. Screw Alex. Guess what, buddy? Alex was faster, smarter, and tougher than you and already had an alternative system set up with Bigly. AlexJonesStore.com. Defeat the globalists. Spit in their face. We're still here. InfoWars, Band.Video, The War Room. Rex Jones, your host today.
My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt Smarts, how iodine has increased America's IQs. Starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 15, 20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke, in the 50s. They said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down, to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. And I've been telling you this for decades, so they have major studies, but now, here it is. CIA declassified research, the human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information that the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer when they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document. The potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. We've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com if you're a VIP member for 50% off, regular customers 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation, total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you fill in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect, but it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. We got our Ultra Methylene Blue and the new T3 that's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Your host, Rex Jones. Watch it live right now at band.video.
He said the war was militarily won in Iran. What did you mean by that?
Oh, I think we won. We've knocked out their Navy, their Air Force. We've knocked out their anti-aircraft. We've knocked out everything. We're roaming free. From a military standpoint, all they're doing is clogging up the strait. But from a military standpoint, they're finished.
So how much longer can the Americans...
They приехали евреи, уговорили, израильтяне, не евреи. А то особенно наши, там же наших половину уже в Израиле евреев. Наши бы так не сделали. Израильтяне приехали, Бенни Нетаньяху, газу стерли с лица земли. Но Иран трудно. 1 200 000 квадратных километров. На всякий случай. Это
аж 7-6 раз больше Беларуси. И страна горная, попробуй сотри, и в горах спрятаны боеприпасы, ракеты и шахеды. Поэтому недооценка была серьезная американцами. Ну, пошли на поводу, наверное, у...
So apparently Trump declares the war is over. That's coming out like 36 minutes ago. Of course, he declares the war to be over every single day. The conflict goes on, but he's saying the conflict has ended, apparently. We'll see how that tracks, because, of course, for other ships trying to pass through the Strait of Hormuz, it is open, just as long as they cut ties with the U.S., buy the oil in Chinese yuan, and make arrangements with Iran, reportedly to pay them millions of dollars per trip through the Strait of Hormuz. So we contrast what Trump says, yet another claim of victory, with Lukashenko, the prime minister or president or whatever of Belarus. And he states very clearly that Israel dragged America into this war, just like Joe Kent said, just like everybody with the brain knows. All right. And we can have differences of opinion on how to deal with that problem. The reality is that problem exists, and it's not anti-Semitic to say it. It's just like looking at geopolitics. Like, you have a nation which, by its very definition, by its flag, is an ethnostate. All right. And just think about that for a second, okay? No other nation is allowed to be an ethnostate. There's a nation that's an ethnostate. They're waging a genocide. They dragged the world empire. They dragged the hegemon. They dragged America into it. What is the end result? The end result is an emperor who cannot walk away, who declares victory every 5 seconds, but knows that his legions will be destroyed should he put them on shore. So he projects power with his air resources. He projects power with his intelligence. He projects power by letting the Israelis do more bombings. But at the end of the day, he doesn't get to decide when this stops. He can only press further on the gas pedal. There is no brake. Welcome to 2026, to the Iran War, the future world war conflict that, God forbid, heaven pray that doesn't happen, it may turn into World War III, and Trump doesn't have the ability to stop it. That being said, wanted to give you a little breaking news. We're going to get back into the callers. Who do we have on? We want to talk to Don. Don's talking about constipation with some of the products. Don, how are you doing today?
Is this you, Rick?
Yep.
Hey, I'll put this down. I was working.
No, you're all good, brother.
Hey, your supplements. I try to buy. I like a lot of them.
Sure.
You know, like Nitro Boost and some others. But like B vitamins, I like them. Or B energy type stuff.
Sure.
But it leads to constipation after a couple of days.
Really?
And like, what do you got? That power plant.
Mm-hmm.
And muscle drive. One of them was like that. And I've got two bottles sitting there on the shelf, and I'd like to take them.
I'm not sure, because the methyl drive specifically, it's got 200 milligrams of magnesium bisglycinate in there. I mean, that's a kind of a constipatory aid there. But the ingredients in here, the CoQ10 and the PQQ, they don't cause constipation. I haven't seen that reported. The B vitamin in here, the B12, maybe some people have that effect based on their specific phenotype and biology. I haven't heard that reported. I heavily researched every single ingredient in both of these blends to make sure there wouldn't be common problems like that happening. With the power plant, the Redola, I take that daily. I don't have constipatory issues. I take cordyceps multiple times a week. I don't have issues there. Everything else in here, I'm not sure. It may be particular to you. I'm not sure. But like, if you think about it from a perspective of trying to alleviate constipation, first thing you're going to want to do is get properly hydrated and take more electrolytes, and you're also going to take magnesium.
And less beer?
That may be a factor. See, you know, I know what this does. I know what that does. I don't know what they do plus beer. That's the study we got to do.
I feel you on that, though. Your supplements are pretty good. I mean, they're better. You can't. That crap Walmart sells.
Right.
I'm done with them. But you guys' stuff, as a rule, is two times better than the other stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, I thought I'd mention that.
No, I appreciate it. I'm going to look into your question more, because like, we want everyone to have the best experience. And like, when I saw your thing on the board there, I was like, I got to talk to Don. because like Don's having an issue with the product or whatever. We're having like a biology thing. Like, I want to talk to Don. I want to see where he's at. I care about you. I'm proud of making these, by the way. I don't make these to sell them. I make them to make them. All right. And people tell me I'm stupid. My dad will go, Reg, you're stupid. You need to market that better. It's like, well, like, it's just the best formula around. I want to be able to sell it. Right. So thank you so much for your call, Don. Anything in closing you got to say?
I'm glad I was able to speak to you because I like buying better quality supplements.
Right.
And a lot of stuff I buy out of InfoWars has been great.
We pride ourselves on it, man. And here's the thing is like, when I was in this building 17 years ago and there were three people in here helping my dad, we got to 78 employees, not because of grifting or anything like that. We had the best products around and they gave the best effects to people and people bought them for us for decades and they're still buying them from us now on the alexjonesstore.com and on the new platform. Here's the thing. It's like my dad says, he's like, I just want to sell you what works. I want to have the best restaurant. We have the best supplement products. I would say that these products are five times better than anything you'd find in like a Publix, an HEB, any sort of place like that. And I'd say they're about two times better than anything you'd find in a Whole Foods, okay? I'd say they're comparable to some of those, you know, artisan pharmacy shops where people get things custom formulated and whatever. These are the highest quality formulas on the market. Let me tell you what the real scam in supplement is. What the real scam in supplements is the proprietary blend and the branded ingredient. What happens is, and I knew this, I did consulting for a company that made like millions of dollars a month basically in supplement sales that wasn't InfoWars. I flew around, I drove around the country, I talked to all sorts of manufacturers and people. What I would discover inevitably is some 80-year-old boomer drooling over a traditional Chinese medicine textbook and then pulling out a piece of printer paper with $14 a unit printed on it. Yeah, I used my form of carnitine, studied to increase cellular respiration. You can make the claim. You can make the same exact claims that these people make about their products. You can make the same exact claims as these people if you just use an efficacious dose of the ingredient, of the generic ingredient. But these other people, they don't want to use 300 milligrams of golden root. They don't want to use 300 milligrams of cordyceps. They want to use a branded reduced milligram count version of that product because they don't understand the industry. If there's someone that's doing it, if they're buying inventory business to business, if they're getting something white labeled, they don't know anything about it. All they know is shiny, fancy claim. Maybe I can fool someone into taking this. And the manufacturer, all they've got to do is sell units and print money and rely on that low information B2B customer base that exists in the white label supplement world. I completely reject that. I've rejected that since I was young. I've seen it. I've said no. You give the efficacious dose in the formula. You give the people what they demand because the people demand quality. And how the hell would you ever expect to do business for decades and decades and decades without selling the exact right products, without selling the exact right stuff? We wouldn't be around here today if we sold subpar garbage. We are here today because we embody excellence with every single one of these products. Let me specify again. Methylene Blue, pure excellence. Methylene Drive or Methyl Drive, pure excellence. Power Plant, pure excellence. These formulas, if you look into them, if you ask a researcher about them, if you plug it into studies, if you use AI, you will discover we only have the best because we want you to come back. We want that 360 win. Really incredible. Let's talk to Carol in Pennsylvania, wants Bigly to make a CMOS tincture. Sorry you're holding so long. Carol, how are you doing?
Hi, Rex. How are you?
Doing good.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to, I heard you say that the T3 is similar to CMOS.
Yes.
I had initially started on a CMOS tincture.
Okay.
Until I discovered Alex. And I was wondering if you guys could suggest a big way to try to make a CMOS tincture.
Absolutely.
It was just convenient because, you know, once you took your morning dose and you needed a little extra at night, you could take it. It was convenient.
For sure.
More than anything else.
A lot of the initial science on supplements, especially like the herbal botanical tinctures like you're talking about with the CMOS, you know, the initial, the people that came up with the concept of like an adaptogenic herb and like all these resources from TCM applying them to modern medical science, it was the Soviet Union. the Soviet Union ran massive tests on a lot of these different herbs, including golden root, including things like sea moss and other items. And what they would use is a tincture base and a high quality, like 4-to-1 or 8-to-1 extract. So that's absolutely something that we want to consider doing in the future. That's absolutely something that I'm going to look into doing. Like, if you call in, you're passionate enough to ask for it, I know that it works. So I'll talk to Bigley about it. Thank you so much, ma'am.
That would be great. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Love the callers. Thank you so much. Carol from Pennsylvania. Let's go to Methylene Blue War Cry in Iran. Let's go to Ernest.
Hey, Rex.
Howdy.
I first off want to say congratulations on being welcome aboard to
Thank you.
The permanent position that you might have for a longer last.
Mm.
But yeah, so Methylene Blue, I haven't taken it probably in the last couple of weeks, just because I'm not really that super active.
Sure.
And I can't take that much of it because then I like go, go, go. And I don't know what to do with myself, but I think it's outstanding. It gives you a really good viewpoint of everything that's going on around you. You're very aware of your surroundings.
Yes.
And what you have to do, and your thought process is a lot better.
Yes, you're shifted into that direct mode network where instead of not being able to focus on things, you're locked in. And it modulates acetylcholine. That's another reason why it does that. Powerful point.
Yeah, that's what I like is the focus. I'm not really looking for the energy, but it did make me stop drinking energy drinks.
Yep. Very common.
Which is pretty outstanding because... Yep. I was addicted to those things for years and years and years, and they're horrible.
Yes.
Outside of that, the war cry, I know it's not a supplement.
Smelling
salt. I just wanted to say that if you want to wake up really well and just be like, woo, that's the way to go. But then there's another thing about Iran that I wanted to tell you about.
Let's get into it, man. I'm here for both topics. Let's go.
All right. So, the 11th Marine Expeditionary Unit got deployed on the 18th of March out of San Diego.
Right.
So they're going to go join the 31st that's out of Okinawa in the Strait of Hormuz or somewhere slightly out there. The big point that I thought about this happening is that the unit that is the battalion landing team is... A lot of people probably don't know this because you probably haven't looked into it. It's BLT-35. So 3rd Battalion, 5th Marine. Could you take a guess as to what their name is? Like what their...
I don't know. Is it is it going to be something insane like pro-Zionist or something like that? I don't know. Just lay it on me, bro. I can't even give a guess. Operation, I don't know, Blue and White or something. Team Blue and White. I don't know.
Dark Horse.
Oh, wow. They're coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think that's going to be successful?
Yeah, when I found that out today. I don't think that they're going to be successful. I know 3-5 is a really hardened battalion, but they have a history of being flung into really, really bad situations like 3-5. So my personal history.
You military?
I was in Afghanistan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, former Marine. Yep. I got out in 2012. 3-5 got sent into Afghanistan, and they got plunged into the invasion and Sangin. I don't know if you remember.
I don't.
Sangin in Afghanistan. Oh, okay. That was like one of the worst situations in Afghanistan for a
I'm
long
sorry
time.
For all the, I'm sorry for all that y'all went through. You guys are heroes. I'm sorry that our government is so evil and so corrupt and so twisted and that we keep doing things like this in the Middle East. Let me ask you as a Marine, what's your gut level reaction to all of this stuff going on right now?
I think they're walking into a giant trap.
Yes.
I think it's the very same setup as Abbey Gate.
Mm-hmm.
And Abbey Gate was my former battalion, which is 2nd Battalion, 1st Marines. They always pick the best ones. The 31st going over there is really questionable to me. It seems like a placeholder. I've been on the 31st before, and that's not where you go. You don't go into the Persian Gulf. They're like, who else do we have to go somewhere?
Yeah.
Well, let's send in 3-5. Let's send in Dark Horse in our apocalyptic war that all the commanding officers and everything are saying to their troops.
Yeah. It'll be another thing like Afghanistan that they try to excuse. I think when you're talking about Abigail, you're talking about the disastrous withdrawal. Are you talking about
disastrous withdrawal, but Abbey Gate was the situation where we lost those 13 Marines.
Yes, and the suicide bombing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They sent one battalion, just by itself is like 1,000 guys.
It's not enough to deal with the entire country that's trying to flee out of the last airport. It's disgusting. I mean, the videos that came out of that, we memory hole stuff. And like, here's the thing. When I criticize Trump, it is not an endorsement of Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a monster and a war criminal as well. Those people flying off the plane, holding onto the plane, falling down and then splatting on the ground. It's just unbelievable what our country does, man.
It takes a long time for you to see it too.
Yeah.
Like, I think, you know, you guys have been talking about veterans input and everything on all your shows.
Yes.
And I think that we're all in consensus because we've seen this, we've experienced it. I don't want anybody to go through that again.
Right.
Right. That's a whole another generation that's going to be totally ruined.
Yes.
And I know my own personal struggles. Like just a few months ago, I lost two of my friends to suicide. Like,
I'm sorry to hear that.
In the same week. It seems to be a course of the par now.
Yeah.
They don't care about us. They don't care about what happens to you after you're done. They just kick you away.
That's like, how they, that's how they treat us.
Yeah. See you later. But you don't have to feel sorry for me. It was my decision. I was lied to.
Sure.
We were all lied to.
Absolutely.
And I was doing exactly what I felt I had to do.
Yes. And here's the thing about all of us, man. All of us here in America, these people have defamed our name across the nations of the world, across the entire planet, because they take unilateral military action, or they do a lack of it, or they send our troops, our boys in there to die, and they just act like it's numbers on a screen. I often compare Trump to an iPad kid, and it's the same with all the presidents, right? It's just, it's thousands of miles away. It's not real. They signed up to do the job. I'm the commander in chief. I get to make these decisions. And really, the commander in chief, what he's supposed to do is enact the will of the people. And the people didn't vote for any one of these wars. The people voted against this specific war in Iran. Thank you for your powerful testimony and your powerful call, Marine. Really appreciate you.
Hey, can I ask you one more question before you
sure,
leave?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. I've also had a bunch of my friends from the wars that still keep in contact with me, and they all have heart conditions.
Yeah.
That they didn't used to have. And when they go to the doctor, they tell them that it's really common to combat that.
Yeah.
Do you think that you could look into something that maybe is going to increase heart health?
Well, I got good news for you. I got good news for you. It's not a supplement. It's a drug. You got to talk to your doctor about it. It's a whole class of drugs, really. I'll recommend one specifically. We got to talk beta blockade. We got to talk beta blocking. What happens to the heart? What happens to cause the change that is unhealthy? It's called morphology of the heart, right? And as your heart pumps, or as it pumps harder, as you get more stressed out, as you're exposed to more adrenaline surging situations, the morphology of the heart changes. The left ventricle grows larger. There is a stress response. Electrical signals start to get messed up. You can end up in AFib or having a heart arrhythmia or one of these things. Thank God we have a class of drugs called beta blockers. And there's three different beta receptors. You got beta receptors in your heart, you got beta receptors in a lot of different places in your body, in the smooth muscle and the lungs. You got beta receptors in your brain. You're going to want to take one that's selective only to the heart. Although if you have anxiety issues and you don't want to take a benzo, something like propranolol, which is extremely unselective, it goes everywhere in your body, can also be super effective. What these drugs do is they blunt that adrenaline response. So you're not going to have the elevated heart rate. You're not going to have that morphology change over time. And eventually these drugs have been shown to reverse remodel. You can get healthier heart function over time if you take the beta blocker and you're consistent with it for year over year over year. Beta blockers will save your life. You have to look into these things if you're a part of these affected populations. If you're someone with an arrhythmia, if you're someone that was in the military and now has heart issues, I guarantee a lot of that has been caused by the chronic stress blockade. You can reverse a lot of that. It's called reverse remodeling. Look into beta blockers. That would be my suggestion. I would also say CoQ10 is a no-brainer. minor, it increases heart ejection fracture by nearly 5%. Anything that's statistically significant is really important when it comes to just heart and overall body health. I would say a lot of CoQ10, 300 plus milligrams of it a day, combined with a beta blocker that you get from a doctor. That would be my response. I hope that's a helpful answer. Thank you, Marine.
Thank you, sir. It's not from Dallas.
Absolutely. Thank you, brother. We're going to go to one more caller. Actually, you know, oh, we're coming up on it now. Oh, no, because I feel so bad every time I look at the call sheet. We still got people on there. Let's go to Kim in Florida. We'll close it out with her. We'll have fun.
Hey,
howdy.
I'm going to be watching on Monday. Congratulations on your new show.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Hey, a bundle for women.
Yes.
Like, I love the methylene blue. I thought I'm never going to be able to sleep. I sleep like a rock.
Yes.
It's awesome. Okay, so a bundle for me. I take a multivitamin
yes.
and some other things. What do I take? What should I take?
As a woman, you know, I would really want to come out with a Alex Jones Store Reishi mushroom product. A lot of the women that I talk to, they talk to me about immunity issues and sleep issues. It's why, like, really... honestly, the only thing they're missing from their range, why I keep throwing up Knockout Sleep Support, we don't have a high-quality sleep blend that's tailored towards women. We definitely want that. I also hear a lot about the anti-bloat, about, like, water retention and stuff like that. Might you be interested in something like that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have too much of a weight issue. I don't want to gain.
No, not like that. I just hear, I don't know, because I don't have, you know, female anatomy and whatever, but I hear that certain times of the month there may be certain issues with, like, inflammation and stuff.
Yeah, no, not so much. Well, not so much bad. I mean, I have a pretty healthy
sure.
diet, you know, stay away from other stuff.
Sure.
But anyway, hey, I want to talk about the ACE front
sure.
and make sure people go to watch that. And Harrison had on his show, I can't recall the lady's name, but in Ohio, they're trying to, it went past their house, an anti-semi, you can't say, like, I hate Jews because that's
illegal. Yeah, they put you in jail. It's hate speech. That's what they say.
Okay, so what, and then, you know, it says, well, we want to change it so we could keep, I can say whatever I want. To say
that's
because
right.
I'm American.
That's right.
This is ridiculous. If you put in, you can't say I hate black people, I hate women. You know, it just sounds so stupid.
It is stupid.
And if it goes through, it's going to be like one little more inch that they got, and then next thing you know, we'll be like the UK.
Yes.
It's just, this is out of control. Everybody knows the difference between right and wrong. The right brain thing, this is wrong.
Yes, it is
and
wrong.
You could have stopped so big.
All right, we're going to close it out there. I got 23 seconds left. Absolutely correct. It doesn't take a Mensa scientist to understand this. Our country has been co-opted, occupied, and controlled. We're fighting wars we should never have been involved in. We're bombing schools we never should have bombed. I'm an American. I got red blood. I'm pissed off about it. I know you are, too. This has been a phenomenal broadcast. Stay tuned. Monday, we host American Journal.
Here at the InfoWars studio in Austin, Texas, there's not a single desk, workstation, or studio where you can't find a half-empty product from thealexjonesstore.com. That's because we all put our money where our mouth is. And you too can be confident that you're putting into your body the absolute best supplements, nootropics, drink mixes, and tinctures that money can buy. So to all of you who are on the fence about ordering from thealexjonesstore.com, what are you waiting for? And to all of you who've made the commitment, we here at InfoWars salute you, and we'd like to say
thank you for your support.
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 Thank you for your support at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.